This is 5 Minute Friday!
Our guest is Tracy McMillan. She is a relationship expert, author, television writer, and matchmaker on NBC's Ready for Love. She is known for the 2011 viral blog post, Why You're Not Married, which for 2 years was the most viewed article on Huffington Post and is the fourth most read post of all time. She also won the 2010 Writers Guild of America Awards for the dramatic series For Mad Men. And she's a TEDx speaker as well.
That was like the beginning of my, okay, I'm going to take care of me. And I wrote this script that I didn't know anything was going to happen with it, and it got me an agent.
Wow.
I started writing television. I sold a book. Like, all these things started to happen in my life after I came to that place. After that third husband cheated and then left, I was like, Tracy, I love you. Doesn't matter if he left. Doesn't matter if he's dating a 20-year-old. Doesn't matter. You are worthy. So as I practiced that one day at a time, practice, I took all these actions in line with somebody who feels like
worthy.
She's worthy.
Yeah.
I finished the thing. I sat down and wrote every day. I did these things. And things started to happen. And I remember I was on United States of Tara. I was a television writer. I'd been writing TV for probably, I guess, like 2.5 years. And this house comes back on the market. And I bought that house by myself.
Amazing.
With my own money. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't sit in my house and go, I love my house.
Wow.
Like, I take out the garbage and I'll be like, I'll see that my house is all lit up. And I'm like, I love my house. Like, sometimes I just want to go back in the house, get some more garbage and take it out so I can go, oh, my house. Because that's what it feels like when you take care of yourself. Mm. When you are loving yourself, it feels super good. And when you start to make relationships from that place, they are entirely different relationships.
Mm.
So if I could say anything to American women, it's really about knowing the most important relationship you're having is with yourself, and that anything you want a man or a job or an outfit to do for you, you really can do.
So what do you think is something that all men should have more of?
Self-love.
So I heard self-worth or self-love from the
men. I think it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Men need the same thing.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's not like, I had a friend once who felt like women are gold diggers and they all just want da-da-da. Well, if you're a man with self-worth, that gold digger woman is not attractive to you.
No, you're not even looking at her.
But the truth was is that he was into big boobs.
Right.
And like, the gold digger girls are nuts. They're like, I want to go buy some big boobs. Because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the gold digger girl is a match for the big boob loving man. It's like, if a man treats a woman like an object, he's going to find a woman who's going to treat him like an object.
And treats herself like an object.
Yeah. And treats him like an object. Because men can be objectified.
To get what I want.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, when a woman is just like, this is what you see a lot on The Bachelor. Like, you see a lot of like objectification. The girls objectify themselves and then they objectify the man and they're like, I'm going to get that thing. There's no friendship. There's no loving. It's acquisition.
There's no abundance.
Yeah. It's about acquisition. So men have to really come from a place of self-love as well, or they are going to open. It's like when people are like, men love bitches. I'm like, no. That's like saying women love bad boys. Yes. Women with low self-esteem love bad boys. Men with low self-esteem love bitches. But if you love yourself,
you're not going to put up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
You're just like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a match for that.
Mm.
And frankly, people know what they're looking for. We're mammals. That's what I'm always saying. We're mammals. So people know on a very unconscious animal level what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
In that quick.
Yes.
They just sit across from you and they're like, okay, this person I can do my game on. That person I cannot.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? It's like...
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
We are
supercomputers.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's your definition of love?
I have so many. Love, to me, like, the biggest definition is it's like that pervasive force that is everywhere. And that when you tune into it, you're in it. And it's not, it can be extrapolated in any direction. It could be in your work. It could be walking down the street. It could be in a love relationship, like a sexual relationship. It could be between parent and child. So there's just like this thing that is there, and it's always there. It's everywhere, and you can tune into it or not. So when you tune into that, you're in love.
Right.